This is Eb Eberline with a Grand Canyon edition of Southwestern Trails. Today we'll visit the lower portion of the Bright Angel Trail from Indian Gardens to Phantom Ranch. The original trail ended at Pipe Creek Rapids and the Colorado River. In 1936, the Park Service completed the River Trail to connect the Bright Angel Trail to the Kaibab or Black Bridge. Today, the Silver Bridge, constructed in 1970, shortens the route from Indian Gardens to Phantom Ranch to 4.5 miles. At the Indian Gardens picnic area, you'll see the pump station, which pumps water from Roaring Springs near the North Rim, 2,800 feet up to the South Rim. The 6-inch pipe is the only water supply for 5 million visitors a year. At the Mule Corral, the Bright Angel Trail heads north and follows Garden Creek through the narrows of the Tapete Sandstone to the beginnings of the inner gorge rocks of the Vishnu Schist. Along this segment, there are many archaeological sites. Look for small walls of Anasazi granaries in the cliffs above you and volcano-shaped mounds of fist-sized rocks, agave cactus roasting pits as you walk. There is ample shade and pools of cool water here, and it makes a great place to take a break in the summer heat. At one time, this was a dead-end trail leading to Ralph Cameron's personal cabin. The trail now drops through the Devil's Corkscrew, a set of switchbacks which bring you down to the floor of Pipe Creek. At the bottom of the corkscrew is another cabin site with a small mine across the creek bed. All mines and caves, with the exception of Cave of the Domes on Horseshoe Mesa, are closed to visitation without an accompanying ranger. Mines are especially dangerous with false floors and radon gas. Resist the temptation to enter them for any reason. The walk to the river along Pipe Creek is pleasant. The rest house at Pipe Creek Rapid has an interesting exhibit on river runners of the past and an emergency phone. See if you can spot the railing of Plateau Point above you to the west as you near the river. It is 3 miles from Indian Gardens to the river and only another 1.5 miles to Phantom Ranch along the relatively flat river trail. The sand dunes along the river trail are a unique ecosystem, and the track of many nocturnal animals can be seen here in the early morning. A pocket guide to this trail is available on the South Rim. Remember that the return hike will take as much as twice the time as the hike down and plan accordingly. Always check with the Grand Canyon Rangers before hiking for current conditions. Tell someone where you are hiking and when you expect to return, and try to avoid hiking alone. This has been Southwestern Trails with Eb Eberline.